Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, Mammoth. On this Monday, November the 16th, 2020. And I thank everybody who called in hour number one. And remember, we're going to leave the phone lines open here in hour number two. So feel free to continue to call in 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think this is a very important issue and topic to have, discussion to have. And I thank everybody who called in hour number one. And if you were getting the busy signal because we were on the line with somebody else, just keep on calling back in, and we will get you on the air. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I know right now there are a lot of these stories to be shared in this community. And I don't know if anybody has been to the hospital recently or been to urgent care, or seen what's going on out there. I don't know. If you have an answer to this, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Trust me, we would all like to know at this point what is going on. Although, in the end, I do feel a lot of this is coming down to the financials of it. I just don't know if people have the financial wherewithal to take 2 weeks off work. And if you can't do that, then what do you do? Is your landlord, is your mortgage company, are they going to be okay with you taking the time off because of this pandemic? I have not heard, and I may be wrong about this, are there any businesses out there that are paying people to quarantine or to go on isolation because they've been diagnosed? You know, I would think that'd be a great business that would pay that expense, pay your wages. You know, you would think that with workman's comp and unemployment and all those things that we have, when we're talking about a period of 2 weeks that could save people's lives, that there would be something that people could do to get people money who need to go to the grocery store, who need to have a roof over their head, who need to pay the electric bill, who need to pay the gas bill. You would think there'd be something for those people at this particular point. But maybe not. That's the problem. You know, I know there are funds in Marion County. I just know you have to call the right place at this point. And you know, one of the problems is if you're sick, do you feel like calling these places? And I don't know if you have to go in now. I don't know how this whole system's working. I know most people don't want you in the offices now because of the contagiousness of this illness. So I'm not even sure how that's working, to be honest with you. I don't know, do they do it all over the phone? Can you fax them the information? How many people have a fax machine at home? It's a strange time. It's a strange time, to say the least. But again, if you've got anything to say on this, we certainly would love to hear it. As I say, and last hour certainly proved that the people who call in have a much better grasp and a much better opinion and are living this much more than I am. So hearing from you, to me, is very important. So give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Currently, the phone lines are wide open. So we certainly would love to hear from you on this very important topic. And, you know, one of the things was, as I was coming in this morning, coming through the parking lot, coming into the building, you know, I was thinking, 102 years since we've had a pandemic. And even if you were alive during the last one, at this point, you would have been 2, 3, 4 years old, not much older than that, or you wouldn't be with us right now. So you probably don't remember it as what it really was. And I would wonder how people handled it back then. I really do. I wonder if people were as obstinate as they were back then. You know, I've never understood this argument that does come up. There is an argument that comes up about this pandemic that I puzzles me. The argument is that when you say that all these people have died, you know, 200,000 people have died, people will say, well, yeah, but this many people get killed this way. Well, I'm not disputing that many people get killed that way. They probably do. But how does that diminish what's happening here? And I think the difference is, because I've heard this argument with drunk driving and texting while driving and things of that nature. I've heard this argument that more people will die that way. Well, it could be. I don't know the statistics on that. But isn't that self-inflicted? I mean, unfortunately, if you are drinking and driving, yeah, you could kill one other person or somebody else in a car, and we don't want you to do it for sure, but you're making that choice. The problem with this pandemic is you can affect and infect such a large group of people, and nothing can happen to you. You know, if you go out and you drink and drive, you know, that's going to be on your mind forever. The problem with this pandemic is if you go out and infect somebody, you might not even know you've done it. And they could die. And you would never know. So that, to me, is the difference. Plus, we're telling you how to prevent it. And we've seen the numbers go down. It's not like we haven't seen the numbers go up and down now. I mean, they've been like a roller coaster through this entire thing. So I'm just not sure. Are we trying to get the numbers up above drunk driving and texting while driving? Are we trying to drive the numbers that high? I don't really understand. I think a life's a life. And I think we don't want people dying in car accidents, and we don't want people dying from the pandemic. So why don't we try to prevent it all? You know, there are laws in place. People don't always follow them, but you're not allowed to drink and drive. You're not allowed to drive over the speed limit. You're not allowed to text and drive. People do it, and it causes problems, but there are rules. Well, you know, we're creating rules here. You know, 50 years ago, there was no texting while driving law, but there is now, and I did not hear people jumping up and down and having a heart attack about that when that was put in place. And I don't even think this is going to be a permanent issue, this whole mask mandate thing. I think it'll be temporary. And then when we get some vaccines in here that work and hopefully can eradicate this and get this really going on the downward slope, I think everything will be back to normal. But what's your opinion? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. I'd be interested to hear from you this morning, as the calls have been interesting. It's a fascinating topic. And as time goes on, I'll tell you one thing I do notice. In this last 5 or 6 days, people certainly are wearing their masks more often, and stores have stepped up their game. You can see that for sure. There are people in lobbies of most stores now saying thank you for wearing your mask. I don't think you could get into a store now without your mask on unless you had some kind of breathing issue, potentially. I don't know. Different. But again, phone lines are open, and I certainly thank the people who called in hour number one and shared their stories, because they're important to hear. Opinion, story, anything at this point, because I think other people relate to what's going on. So as long as we all relate, and you know, much like with anything in life, we don't really pay a whole lot of attention to it until it impacts us directly, until we know somebody, until there's something in our circle. Then we pay attention a little more closely. Now, I do want to let everybody know, we talked about this last week, but Dayspring Church apparently will be doing a carryout on Thanksgiving, because this is coming up around the corner. We do want to stay on top of this. Dayspring Church will be doing a carryout on Thanksgiving because of the COVID, and Emmanuel Lutheran, who has done it for many years, has canceled it altogether because of the COVID. So just be aware of that as the Thanksgiving holiday approaches us next week. And hopefully, it all turns out well for everybody. People, I think, will stay home, do what they have to do, be with the people they need to be with, and we'll move forward. And again, the phone lines are open. You know, when we were doing the Family Feud on Friday, I was trying to remember, did we get through all of our topics on Friday? We might have. I know we had quite a few Friday that we got through. Maybe we did, maybe we did not. Has anybody made any alternative plans for Thanksgiving this year? Did you plan to get together with family, and now maybe that's not going to be the case? Maybe just talk to the family on the telephone, or do the Zoom, or do the many FaceTimes and Messengers, all the other ways we've got to communicate with people. I wonder what's going to happen with the schools, because I can't imagine that if they close the restaurants and the bars and the fitness centers, I can't imagine they'd leave the schools open. And I don't know if they would let the sports teams keep playing. You know, that's going to be a big question on Thursday when this press conference comes down from the governor. And I think he'll have a press conference tomorrow, too. I think he's still doing the Tuesday-Thursday thing. I don't know what he'll say tomorrow. But my guess is that he's going to let everybody know that clearly the numbers are not going down, and now we are 2 days away from what could possibly happen. You know, I think there's got to be a better way of letting people know where the funds are to help them get through this illness. I think that's a long-term problem as well. I don't think people know where the funds are to help them out. And there are funds available. But are people aware of it? Hard to say at this particular point. All right, again, phone lines are open about this or any other subject as well. Give me a call. What do you think is going to happen if they do close the restaurants? Is it just all going to go back to carry out? Will people continue to do that? Will people stay home more? Will people start to wear the mask more often? You know, I would imagine a lot of this is probably also driven by the weather. With the weather getting cooler, That's got to have some kind of impact on what's going on. But we shall see as time goes on. All right. 740-383-9944. Anything on your mind this morning? Has anybody been down to the Center Street Market yet? I haven't had a chance to go down there yet. It opened, what, a week ago Friday? Nice place. Drive by it every day. Looks beautiful. Hope people are taking advantage of it. Has anybody went in there and been pleasantly surprised with what they have seen? It's nice to have a place in downtown Marion where you can go shopping for things like vegetables and maybe just little things you need, like a bottle of soda or a candy bar or something of that nature. You know, I was looking at some of these trivia questions that we had back from, are these from summer? It's been a while ago, because we kind of got off on this Family Feud. Well, I'll tell you what. I do have this one Family Feud category here, since we have a little time this morning. Maybe we'll do it for fun, to talk about something else here for a few minutes. All right, let's see here. Now, this category only has five answers. Only five answers. So we have 30 minutes and five answers. So let's see if we can get these answered. Now, the category is, what do you do on a summer day? What a category. Here in November. There's only five answers. What do you do on a summer day? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Can we get all five answers in the 28 minutes we have left this morning? What do you do on a summer day? Let's see what we got coming here.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah. What do you do on summer day?
Yes.
Do you go to a park or the beach?
Go to the park or a beach. Let's see here. I don't see go to the park, and I don't see go to the beach. Good try, though.
All right. Now, remember the category is, what do you do on a summer day? What do you do on a summer day? Now, we've got to be specific on some of these answers. Because last week we were having this issue when we were doing this, where some of the answers were out there a little bit. What do you do on a summer day? Go ahead, caller.
How about going fishing?
Going fishing. That's always a good thing to do on a summer day. Not on this list of five, though.
All right.
Thank you.
Well.
All right, the category again, what do you do on a summer day? What do you do on a summer day? Five answers here, and you got to be specific with the answer. Exactly what the answer reads. That way we'll keep this straight. Go ahead, caller.
Mow your yard.
Mow your yard. You know, a lot of people were still doing that this past weekend.
Right.
I know, here in the month of November. No mowing of the yard, but a good guess.
Okay, thank you.
No mowing of the yard. What do you do on a summer day? Five answers left here. What do you do on a summer day? Five big answers. And they have to be specific, because a lot of things overlap. Go ahead, caller.
You cook out.
Cook out. Let's see here. Not necessarily a cookout, but what's another thing kind of like a cookout?
I don't know, like having a kitchen or whatever. Cookout is not what you do.
Well, we'll keep trying. It's not exactly a cookout, but close.
Okay, cookout is not on the list. It's not exactly a cookout, but what would something similar to a cookout be that you might do on a summer day? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Picnic.
Picnic. That's it. Number four is picnic. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Have a picnic. Picnic and cookout, a little different, but both definitely things you would do on a summer day. Still four answers left here. Go ahead, caller.
Swimming? Go swimming?
Go swimming. Number one on the list. Go swimming. Thank
All
you.
All right.
You got it.
Thank you.
Swimming was number one on the list this morning. So swimming, number one. Picnic, number four. Still three answers left on the list. What do you do on a summer day? What do you do on a summer day? Three answers left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, but you got to be specific on these answers. It's got to be exactly what, pretty much word for word, is written on the paper. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Sit out in the yard and enjoy the sunshine.
Let's see here. Well, what would you say kids would do? You're very close. Not necessarily. Well, it's close to that, but it's more what kids would do in that particular situation. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
Now, here's something we're getting from a listener. Apparently, if you have coronavirus, there are unemployment insurance benefits. So, if you go to the Ohio unemployment website, okay. Oh, well, here you go. Now, this is something important for a lot of people. An executive order issued by Governor DeWine expands flexibility for Ohioans to receive unemployment benefits during Ohio's emergency declaration period. Unemployment benefits will be available for eligible individuals who are requested by a medical professional, local health authority, or employer to be isolated or quarantined as a consequence of COVID-19, even if they are not actually diagnosed with COVID-19. In addition, the waiting period for eligible Ohioans to receive unemployment benefits will be waived. So, go to the unemployment website. There you go. So the waiting period's waived, and apparently if you are in one of these holding patterns, even if you haven't been diagnosed, you've just been quarantined, you can apply. So, I think this is important. This has been one of our big discussions this morning when it comes to the financials of this whole thing. So, pay attention to that. Go to the unemployment, call the... Do we have a local unemployment office anymore? I don't know. But you can certainly get it online. Get it online. And if you have to quarantine or you have to stay home from your job for whatever reason, call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, take a walk.
Take a walk. Let's see here. Take a walk, not on the list, but a good guess.
How about wash your car?
Washing the car. Nope, not on the list either.
Clean the yard up.
You know, that. No, but I tell you, they're good answers. They're all good things to do on a summer day.
Okay.
Thank you.
None of those made the list. Unfortunately, we still have three answers left here. What do you do on a summer day? That's the category. What do you do on a summer day? Now we've got swim and picnic. That's where we are. With 20 minutes left to go. Swim and picnic, but we've got three answers left. What are the three answers left? What do you do on a summer day? And I want you to be specific in this, because last week we were, you know, it's hard because some of the answers are not exactly directly correct, but we want all the answers to be pretty well directly correct. So three answers left here. 740-383-9944. What do you do on a summer day? Are we going to get our three answers here in 19 minutes? We've had a lot of good guesses. What do you do on a summer day? Can we remember back that far? What were we doing back this past summer on a summer day? Swim was number one. 30 people said swim. 15 people said picnic. But there are still three answers left. What do you do on a summer day? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'll tell you, it was good news to hear about that unemployment insurance for people who are diagnosed with COVID or who have to quarantine. Because I think that's a big worry with people, the financial component of it. Because how many people can afford to take off 2 weeks from work? All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
You go for a long hike, and then you drink a cold beer.
Well, I'll tell you, it sounds like a plan. And you know what? You're close on one of these in that you go on a hike, but what would you normally be doing if you were out on a hike?
Walking. Sightseeing.
Close. What would you do if you were having a beer?
I would be sitting on the beach suntanning.
Well, we're getting close. We're in those areas. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Keep thinking.
All right.
Like I say, these answers are a little more wide. I think we're a little specific here. What would you do on a summer day? And like I say, we're looking for specific answers because we don't want to give away anything. Go ahead, caller.
If you're looking for specifics, I play golf or tennis.
Golf or tennis, good answers. Not on the list, though, and I don't see anything to do with sports, so apparently these are lazy people in the summer.
Okay.
Thank you.
No golf and no tennis. What do people do on a summer day? Five answers. What do people do on a summer day? We've got swim and we've got picnic. Now, we're trying to specify a lot of these answers. Go ahead, caller.
Sit on your porch.
Sit on your porch. Well, you know, there is something in regard to kind of that, but it's more of what kids would do. What do you think kids want to do if they're inside in the summer?
Watch TV.
But what do you think they would rather do?
Oh, well, they'd rather be outdoors playing.
That's it. Play outside. That's
okay.
The answer. Thank you.
Okay, good. Thanks.
All right, we've got that one. Play outside. That's the number two answer. So we've got swim was number one. Play outside is number two. And picnic is number four. So we're down to two answers. What do you do on a summer day? Two answers left. Go ahead, caller.
Ride a bike.
Ride a bike. Ride a bike, not on the list, but a good guess.
No riding of a bike today on this list of summer activities. What do you do on a summer day? Two answers left. We've got swim. We've got play outside. We've got picnic. But there are two answers left. Does anybody know what they are? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things you do on a summer day. And again, these are wide answers. You know, earlier on, we had go fishing. Now, one of these is close to that particular category of going fishing. To me, this kind of goes hand in hand with going fishing. But nobody's guessed it yet. What do you do on a summer day? 14 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. This is where we are. Go ahead, caller.
Go boating.
Go boating. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
No boating. What would you do on a summer day? Those lazy, hazy dog days of summer. What would you do? Let's see if this is a correct answer here. Maybe. Well, go ahead, caller.
Go to the park.
Go to the park. Nope, not go to the park.
Go to the park does not show up on the list today. What would you do on a summer day? That's what we're looking for. What would you do on a summer day? Two answers left. All right, here comes another one. Go ahead, caller.
Go on a hike.
Not go on a hike, but a good guess.
All right.
Not a hike, but a good guess. Now, a lot of these things fall under one of the categories. Hike, boating, fishing. Go ahead, caller.
Go to the beach.
Not the beach.
The beach is not on the list. We've got go swimming, play outside, have a picnic. Two answers remain, and 12 minutes. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Take the dog for a walk.
Not on the list, but a good guess.
No taking the dogs for a walk. What would you do on a summer day? Those summer days. Go ahead, caller.
Go jogging.
Not jogging.
Not jogging. What would you do on a summer day? Maybe this is the correct answer right here. Go ahead, caller.
SWAT flies.
SWAT flies. Not on the list.
Swatting of the flies. Lord of the Fly does not make the list. As we approach the 10-minute mark. What do you do on a summer day? This is very utopian. Go ahead, caller.
How about go camping?
Go camping, number 3 on the list. You got it.
All right.
Thank you.
Go camping does make the list. That was one of our two remaining answers. Swimming, play outside, go camping, and picnic. Now only one answer left. Go ahead, caller.
That was one of our two. Go to the amusement park.
No amusement park on the list.
The old amusement park does not make the list. So we've got swimming, playing outside, camping, and picnicking. Now, camping to me was where like boating and hiking, that all kind of fell under camping. Go ahead, caller.
Sip lemonade.
Boy, I was doing that this morning here in November, but not on the list.
No sipping of the lemonade. What do you do on a summer day? One answer left. with 10 minutes left to go. One answer, 10 minutes. Are we going to get it? What do you do on a summer day? We've got swimming, play outside, going camping, picnic. What else do we got? Go ahead, caller. No yard work. Yard work does not make the list. What do you do on a summer day? 30 people said swim. 25 people said play outside. 3 people said go to camp. 20 people said go to camp. 15 people said picnic. And one answer left. What do you do on a summer day? Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Plant flowers.
No planting flowers. That's a big activity on a summer day, but not the answer that we're looking for today. There was a nice little rhyme. What do you do on a summer day? All right. Here comes an answer. Go ahead, caller.
Get a suntan.
Get a suntan. Not on the list, but a good activity nonetheless.
Okay.
No getting a suntan on the list. Category today, what do you do on a summer day? Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Stay in your air conditioning.
That's a good idea, too. Not on the list, though.
Staying in the air conditioning does not make the list. Although something people do very well on nice warm summer days. One answer left here. What do you do on a summer day? Go ahead, caller.
I want nothing.
Nothing. Well, a lot of people do that too, especially this past summer, but not on the list today. Thank you, though.
Nothing does not make the list. Apparently, these people are active on a summer day. What do you do on a summer day? One answer left. 7 minutes left to go. We started, what was it? About 25 minutes ago with this one. We got 4 of the 5. What do you do on a summer day? Simple category, yet coming off kind of hard here. We've got swim, play outside, go to camp, picnic, and one answer left. Does anybody know what it is? What do you do on a summer day? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do we do on a summer day? Have we stumped everybody with this particular category? It'd be easy to do at this point. Go ahead, caller.
Take a cold shower.
Cold shower. No cold showers on the list.
Don't forget, coming up today, I believe we have a special Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 11 a.m. We have another Voice of a People today at 4 p.m. The Mike Wilson Show at 5 p.m. and Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp right after this show today at 10 a.m. So all kinds of programming coming up here on WWGH Radio that you shall not want to miss for love nor money. We're in the final 5 minutes here. What do you do on a summer day? Is this the right answer? Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead, caller.
Go shopping.
No going shopping.
Going shopping does not make the list. What do you do on a summer day? Well, this final answer, and 10 people said it, so it has to be a somewhat relevant answer, I would think. Go ahead, caller.
How about bird watching?
Bird watching. Not on the list, but a good answer.
Thank you.
Bird watching does not make this particular list. What do you do on a summer day? As we reflect back to summer.
Go ahead, caller.
What about tanning?
Tanning, that's a good one. Not on the list, though.
All right, thank you, Scott.
Tanning does not make the list. What do we do on a summer day? Well, we're about at 4 minutes here. I'm getting a little nervous that we're not going to get the final answer here. What do we do on a summer day? Well, we've got swimming, playing outside, going to camp, and going on a picnic. But what is the fifth answer? Things you would do on a summer day. Do we know what it is? 4 minutes. I'll tell you what, if we don't get an answer in the next 2 minutes, maybe I'll give you a hint. But again, mid-morning coffee break coming up at 10 with Adam Lepp, Voice of a People at 11 with Linda Sims, Voice of a People at 4 with Linda Sims, and Mike Wilson at 5. Go ahead, caller.
Going for a drive.
No drive.
No drive today on the list. What is the answer that continues to elude us? What do you do on a summer day? One answer left. With about 3 minutes left to go here on the big program today. The final three. What do you do on a summer day? Think hard. Go ahead, caller.
Playing a baseball or basketball game.
Not a baseball. It's close, though. Close to that.
Not a baseball or a basketball game, but that's getting in the correct neighborhood. But remember, we're looking for specific answers today. That's getting closer. Go ahead, caller.
Drink an ice cold beer.
Well, you can do that on a winter day.
Yeah, that's true.
That can go both ways. Not a good suggestion, but not on the list.
All righty, Scott. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right. Let's see here. One answer. Well, this is something you might do. You could drink a beer doing this activity. What are we looking for? Go ahead, caller.
Playing football.
Not football.
Football not on the list. 2 minutes left to go in the broadcast today. The 2 minute warning. 740-383-9944. What do you do on a summer day? Go ahead, caller.
Did they play volleyball?
That's close. If you were going to be playing volleyball, what would you need?
A net and sand.
Close. Keep thinking.
All right. Now, if you were going to have football or volleyball or basketball or any of these things, what would you have to do? There's something you would have to do first. What's the first thing you would have to do if you were going to do any of those things? What would be your first impulse if you were going to play any of those games? What would you do with 60 minutes left to go? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What would you do on a summer day? Remember, we've got swim, play outside, go to camp, picnic. What is the final answer with under a minute to go here? Now think, what would you do? What do you have to do if you're going to play a big sporting event? Go ahead, caller.
Go see your friend.
Yes, invite your friends over. You got it. Thank you.
Yep.
That is it. Invite your friends over was the answer. So we've got swim, play outside, go to camp, picnic, and invite your friends over. So those are your answers today, and that's it for me today. Remember Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp right after this show today. A special Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 11:10 a.m. Voice of a People again at 4:10 today. And the Mike Wilson Show at 5 o'clock. But for this Monday, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. He also is waiting for a World Series.
Yes, they is, you know, but I believe in the city. I believe in the tribe. It's going. I mean, the president is taking 300 of the employees over to Wrigley Field, and I'm going to have one or two wins out of there.
It is an amazing night here, and it's great